If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This is 720 WGN. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. It is Masters Weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up. And after 3 o'clock, former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle joins us. He is the head of the Coalition to Stop Flu. We're going to talk about the bird flu and what he thinks are the biggest issues facing us if we ever face another pandemic again. But it is a Foodie Friday. We like to talk to people who create food, who create cocktails. Many of them have interesting lives, and Tao Zarafi is no different. He fits that bill. He's an international mixologist, and maybe you saw him on Netflix on a TV show called Drink Masters. You're a season one finalist. Thanks for joining us, Tao. How are you today?
Hi, Lisa. I'm good. How about you?
Good. So give me the background. Where were you born?
I was born in Tunisia, which is a small country in north of Africa. And then I moved to Canada when I was 20 for studies originally.
And that's when you found your love for creating cocktails, for becoming a mixologist, right?
Yeah, a few years after I had to pay for school and I wanted to find a job. I mean, most bartenders did that originally to pay for school. And then I did realize that I have a knack for it, yeah.
Yeah, so what did you go to school for?
I studied interior design, which is still serving me now that I'm opening my own bars. But I didn't see myself working in an architect's office. So, yeah, bartending was the thing for me.
And how did you end up on Netflix?
That's a funny story. I mean, it's quite simple. I saw an ad that didn't look that excited originally. It was during the pandemic, so bars were closed when I was in Montreal. And at that time, Netflix didn't buy the show yet, so it didn't look that attractive. But on the last day, in the last hour, I decided that I wouldn't live with myself if I didn't try to apply because I had nothing else to do. And I did apply, and I was chosen, and the rest is history, I guess.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. Who would have known that you could be born in that small country, end up in Africa, and find yourself on Netflix?
I know, right? Yeah. I never imagined myself making cocktails for a living.
And now you're opening a cocktail bar called No School Tomorrow. And I understand that the menu is presented in steel lunchboxes and cocktails are inspired by science class and recess. The whole theme is school.
Yeah. So No School Tomorrow. We're opening officially next week. It's a 90s themed high concept cocktail bar, we call it, and it's very inspired by nostalgia of high school and those like moments that everyone remembers. And I felt that it was a time now with everything happening, you know, all the modern technology we have, that we go a little bit back. We use that technology to make really amazing drinks, but we try to remind people of those flavors. So we have drinks like bubblegum flavored, but you know, with the highest quality ingredients. We have drinks that taste like a BLT sandwich, like a cheese cracker. And yeah, we serve the cocktail, like you can read the cocktail menu out of a lunchbox, indeed.
This is interesting because, you know, we remember the martini era and the Mad Men era, but cocktails are back in a big way where establishments are destinations just for cocktails. But a lot of people feel they don't know what to order, you know, they're not sure what they like, and this seems a little more approachable.
Yeah, I mean, the idea was to keep all the quote-unquote science work behind closed doors. Me and the team, we work hard on those, but then when you come, without even reading the ingredients, you maybe see a little image where the cocktail looks like it's a birthday cake, right? Or it's maybe fruits and veggies, and you can order just based on that. You can order based on seeing a glassware going to another table, and the glassware is colorful enough, and it's intriguing you. It's also a very small bar. We have, like, roughly 45 seats. We did it on purpose because we really wanted to look like a class. You know, classrooms weren't that big. So that way, any guest at any moment can ask any question to the staff members and we can guide them through it. But yeah, we wanted it more about the fun than the seriousness in the room. We keep the seriousness, as we say, behind closed doors in the lab where me and my staff create the drinks.
Interesting. And why did you choose Itasca and not downtown Chicago?
I think Itasca chose me. So thanks to the show, my business partner, Larry Sweats, who lives in Itasca, who has businesses here, he invited me, to try to get me to do an event for him. And I wasn't really interested in doing events at that time. I was just into consulting, and I was taking my time to decide if I want to open my own bar or not, if I want to do it with investors, because as you can imagine, after being on TV, a lot of people reach out to you. I was just enjoying traveling and creating menus around the world for other people. And then when he showed me the space that was not used, everything just clicked. Me and him talking about the same thing, me being the creative, him driving the business perspective. And I didn't want to go to the city because I wanted to go somewhere where there's something that we can add, right? I don't want to, like, compete with so many other people, especially after what happened to bars in recent years. I felt that it's better that I go and I offer something extra than go to downtown and maybe for me to be successful, have someone else close their bar, right?
Right.
So Itasca, already we have the space that Larry had. So we said, we can be adventurous. It's low risk for us. It's close from a couple of highways. I'm not from here, so I had to learn all of this. And we just thought that why not? I mean, people always talked about leaving the city to the suburbs, yet no one left the suburbs to them, right? So that's what I decided to do.
Good. It's called No School Tomorrow. It opens next week, right?
Yeah, it opens next week, Thursday, April 18th. We're going to open from 5 to 12, only Thursday, Friday, Saturday for now. Hopefully we'll add more days in the summer as the weather gets better.
And I like that you close at 12 and tell everyone why you close at 12.
Yeah, so our slogan is nothing good happens after midnight. the type of cocktails we do, I think I want people to enjoy them more for the flavor and all the fun memories that they will trigger instead of just getting them to get a little bit extra drunk. Again, we don't want to compete with all type of bars. If someone wants an extra beer after midnight, I'd rather them they go to the local spot. I also have staff from around Naperville, downtown Chicago. I don't want them to finish work at 5 a.m., you know?
That's
so
lovely.
Midnight, I think that's a fair time. And I'm sure in that short amount of time, people will still enjoy it.
Well, nice to meet you. Good luck with your new venture.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
Tao Zarafi, it's called No School Tomorrow. All right, Steve's News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.